calm abiding meditation. We'll be going through four preliminary elements in the long form for this meditation. These elements are awareness, presence, relaxed ease, and spaciousness. You will also hear the word ego mentioned. Ego, in this context, is an aspect of consciousness that is a conditioned aspect, always some deviation away from your ideal path or the path that you were intended to follow. So as we work with this, ego will represent a movement away from your natural state that meditation over time will help correct. We will begin with the first chant. Draw your awareness to the breath. Awareness is the first of the preliminary elements. Aware of breathing in calmness and clarity. Aware of breathing out stress, confusion. Each breath is slightly deeper and slightly longer than the previous one. Yet nothing is forced. You're moving toward your own deep, natural breath. As the breath lengthens and deepens, envision on the in-breath every cell of your body bathed in calmness and clarity. And envision on the out-breath every cell releasing stress, confusion. The breath reminds us that this is a natural process. Just as we take in oxygen and release CO2, we take in what is healthy for us and release what isn't. This is why seeing what ego does more clearly helps us to identify patterns that we thought were healthy, but really are not healthy for us. With these deep, full breaths, awareness flows naturally into the second preliminary element, presence. This is our sensory way of knowing we exist. You're present in your body with these deep breaths to experience the rise and fall of the chest and the belly, the movement of air in and out of the nose. This is your direct experience of breathing. It's not a thought. Not a concept. Those won't keep you alive. It must be direct experience. So again, the breath is an incredibly helpful guide, reminding us this process is natural and to experience life in the present moment, because that's the only time we truly have available to us to do anything. Ego moves us into past-future thinking. The past is a memory, and the future is a fantasy. The only time that's real is now, the present moment. So let those breaths guide you to the present moment. You might think of that present moment at the core of your being, envisioning the breath riding up and down along the spinal column, an area of calmness, clarity, and safety. Yet ego will reach in and grab the awareness out of that present moment and pull it into that past, future thinking. The regrets, the remorse, the resentments, the guilt, the fears, the doubts, the insecurities, the worry. This is creating suffering, and you experience it emotionally and physically. Meet this suffering as best you can with compassion, and then guide the awareness back to the present moment through awareness of the breath and your direct experience of breathing. And something quite amazing happens. The suffering ends. This is very powerful. In the present moment, ego cannot control what's happening. The present moment, the now, is somewhat analogous to the eye of a hurricane. It's calm and clear and safe, though the winds may be terrifying and dangerous. So rest in this present moment. You've guided awareness back. Rest into it and relax. You move into that third preliminary element of relaxed ease because it's safe. You can relax now. When ego is pulling your awareness into the winds of the hurricane, it's not safe. That's why we're anxious and stressed. But in the eye, in the center of our being, that core, it is calm and clear and safe. We can relax. So allow the muscles to soften. Each out-breath, releasing a bit more stress. With practice, you can achieve a very, very deep state of relaxed ease. The immune system will operate optimally in deep ease. It knows how to heal you, and it knows how to protect you. When we stop stressing out, it can do its work. Also, the cells know how to store energy efficiently. It doesn't take you long to realize you expend a tremendous amount of energy going past future thinking, creating all sorts of suffering. But in the present moment, that energy can be stored and you can utilize it as you need to throughout your day. So you're aware and you're present and you're deeply relaxed. So even envision that core of your being larger, encompassing your whole body. Ego will try to convince you it's a very small place. You can't get there. You can't stay there. But it truly is vast. And this helps as we move into that fourth element, spaciousness. This preliminary element is subtle, but powerful. If you can imagine the analogy of the fist where you have squeezed the space out of your hand, it's no longer relaxed, it's tight. If you thrust a sword blade between the thumb and forefinger of that fist, it will cut you. There'll be pain and blood. You will suffer. And yet, as you relax the hand and make space, the sharpest blade in the world wouldn't cut you. Spaciousness is that relaxing into our life more fully, enjoying the openness it brings, the flow, the harmony, the freedom. It doesn't take long again to realize all these ego, past, future thoughts are like prison bars limiting us, restricting us, creating suffering. But as we relax and make space, come back to that present moment, we're more free. We can enjoy our life more. And we're more productive. These four simple preliminary elements all work together. To be spacious, we have to be able to relax in body, also in our thinking, in our emotions. In order to know if we're tight or relaxed, we need to be present in our body and with those emotions and thoughts. And all of this takes awareness. So as we enter silence, just allow yourself to return to the present moment, to guide the awareness back to the present moment, the now, when ego pulls it into past future thinking. As gently, as compassionately as you can, return to the present moment. We will now enter a period of silence.